I had just, Larry had just gotten us to come internally at Williams, and I was working on what was going to be Bonsai Run, but nobody in the place knew Pat Lawler from a hole in the wall, okay? And so Ken Fidesna, who was at the time head of engineering, he wasn't VP at the time, he was head of engineering, said, we're all going to go to lunch. And so I went to lunch with Larry, and I went to lunch with Steve, and I went to lunch with Ken. And we were all making nice conversation. We were at this Italian restaurant that Ken used to take everybody to. We were all making nice conversation. And you could see Steve was really antsy. He was like, okay, okay, okay. And finally he turned to me and he said the following. He said, what makes you think you're good enough to do this? Okay, what makes you think you're good enough to be a game designer in this business? And tonight I'm going to thank you for that. I'm going to thank you for that. You know why? Because I walked out of that meeting. And by the way, Larry tried to defend me. He was like, Pat's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. Don't worry. And he tried to kill Steve. Okay, he tried to kill Steve. I'm thanking Steve for a reason. At Williams, the highest compliment that you got paid in that place was when Steve Kordek will vouch for this, was when somebody called you a game designer. That's the highest compliment you could get in that place. And they didn't give it to you. You earned it. You earned it. You had to get them to trust you to give you $1 million worth of budget to build a game so that they could put it on the assembly line, okay, and trust that all these people were in the factory were going to make a living off of what you were doing. Plus, it would be nice if they made a profit. Imagine that. So that meeting was pretty cool because for the first time I saw how hard it would be to try and be a Williams game designer.